This is Robert Conrad speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland and inviting you to listen to another broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Lauren Mazel, music director and conductor. This program, part of the 60th anniversary season of the orchestra, will be under the baton of Mr. Mazel, who has chosen the Symphony No. 9 in C major, Kerkel 73 by Mozart, the Violin Concerto in D major, Opus 61 by Beethoven, and the Symphonia Domestica, Opus 53 by Richard Strauss. The soloist in the Beethoven will be the distinguished Soviet violinist Leonid Kogan. The concert will begin with another entry in the orchestra's Mozart marathon, the Symphony No. 9 in C major, K73. This work was composed in Salzburg in the course of the summer of 1771, probably on a single day. Mozart's Ninth. It is, of course, nothing of the sort. What its actual numbering should be, in the light of the young composer's breathtaking productivity, we can only guess. 17 or 18 would perhaps be closer, when one considers all of the symphonic works that must be fitted into the actual sequence. Moreover, the symphonies numbers 10 and 11 precede number 9, both dating from 1770, and number 11 was written before number 10. While Mozart's Ninth Symphony, so-called, has no aura of grandeur or finality, as do the Ninths of Beethoven, Schubert, Bruckner, Dvorak, and Mahler, it is a work that shows us the youthful composer as an accomplished master of the medium, in at least his second stage of symphonic creation. He was, after all, 15 years of age, by order of the Pope in Rome, a Chevalier of the Order of the Golden Spur. He was loved and admired by everyone, everywhere, except by those who had reason to be jealous of the youthful genius. The audience is greeting Lauren Mazel as he comes on stage to begin this Cleveland Orchestra concert with the Symphony No. 9 in C major, Kerkel 73, by Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Geisel has conducted the Cleveland Orchestra in the Symphony No. 9 in C major, Kettle 73, by Mozart, the opening work on this concert from Severance Hall. Mr. Mazel is back on stage, and the orchestra is standing with him. The scoring of number 9 includes trumpets and drums, which implies a more festive occasion, and the key of C major was, for Mozart, almost always one of pompous military flavor. The Mozart Symphony No. 9 was the opening work on this Severance Hall concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. We now turn to the Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 61, by Beethoven, with Leonid Kogan as the soloist. Beethoven wrote his only violin concerto in 1806 for Franz Clement, who was the soloist in the first performance, on December 23, 1806, in Vienna. Does this work legitimately wear its crown as the queen of violin concertos? After the coming out, the coronation was long postponed. The public showed its pleasure, but at least one influential critic of the day expressed a sharply contrary opinion. The judgment of connoisseurs is unanimous. The many beauties of the piece must be conceded, but it must also be admitted that the continuity is often completely broken, that the endless repetitions of certain commonplace passages might easily become tedious to the listener. It is to be feared that if Beethoven continues along this path, he and the public will fare badly. A fine contribution indeed to the critical clouded crystal ball department. Josef Joachim, surely the greatest artist among violinists of the 19th century, first played the concerto in London as a boy of 13 under Mendelssohn. That was in 1844. Here is Leonid Kogan, followed by Lauren Mazel, and in a moment we'll have the Violin Concerto in D major by Beethoven.
Thank you. Thank you.
Leonid Kogan was the soloist, and the Cleveland Orchestra was conducted by Lauren Marzell. In that performance of the Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 61, by Beethoven.